This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my sack. Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo's where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
And I am coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Monday, the 29th day of August, 2016. Thematically, every day, looking at hundreds and hundreds of news stories, a theme will emerge. And more often than not, the number one theme is global censorship of news and information. Many people will look at the collapse of the dinosaur media and the collapse of its credibility as something positive, and I do overall, but really now, what do they have to lose? They have only intensified and then intensified again and then intensified again and again and again. The unification of deception and twisting information. But we have parallel media that is exposing it in real time. The next logical move for them to engage in is the takeover and the shutdown of that media. We were warned last year, like right around this time of year, by Matt Drudge, that he was told massive censorship was coming to the internet this year. And now we have even the Wall Street Journal today. An internet giveaway to the UN. The agreement with ICANN has been kept secret. And now they've gotten parts of it, and it is the turnover to the UN. And that dovetails with the fact that we have new documents from the Daily Caller. We need to do a unified story about this. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. We've already seen the wave, the army, the constellation, the force of socialist, globalist, communist, world government pushers on everything from Facebook to Twitter to Google to Alexa being boosted, and anyone who is for an open free society being delisted, basically being shown to have no viewers or visitors, even as your traffic spikes. Unified deception. So he calls for this in the emails. This is already going on. Germany and France are just a few years ahead of where we're at. Chinese-style communist censorship is the global goal. So you look at the theme just today. This is just a small smattering. An internet giveaway to the UN. Wall Street Journal. And they go into it and they say, it's unbelievable. The conspiracy theorists are right. It's a UN takeover. We're not conspiracy theorists. We know the globalist plan. We have the emails, after all. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. When they say open society, they mean global government overrunning your national sovereignty, installing tyranny. Just look at that demon in that photo. You're a TV viewer. And meanwhile, AP reports Pope Francis chats in person with Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook. That's right. They're organizing everything together. He's calling for censorship. The Pope is saying Europe being Christian is abhorrent, disgusting. These are quotes. BBC, Europe migrant crisis. Germany expects up to 300,000 this year. That means a million. But let's look at these little Soros stories. DC leaks website down. Twitter suspended after releasing Soros stocks. Oh, the website gets hacked and taken down. Twitter suspends. Unified shutdown. Nice little testes. And then, meanwhile, here's another one for you. Infowars.com. Huffington Post bans journalist who's written for them for years for writing about Hillary's health. Deletes article. An article that simply pointed out that one of Watson's videos alone has over 4 million views and that it's a national issue. And you know what? He's been terminated, and the story's been deleted. Oh, and then I've got more censorship straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Monday, the 29th day of August 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. In the third hour, I have a former Huffington Post writer of many years who dared to link to an article by Paul Joseph Watson and a video that had over 4 million views looking into Hillary's health. Now, this has been covered on CNN. The video has been covered on Fox News. The video was first posted by DrudgeReport.com about a week and a half ago and since went viral. And has been seen by tens of millions because it's been aired on network TV. But the writer at the Huffington Post, they had to be censored. They had to be fired. They had to be shut down for that because you dare not speak about Hillary Clinton's health. Now, thematically, there's a lot of news to cover here today, but this is what's happening. We are seeing the emergence of the global government agenda. The robber barons of the 19th and 20th century are not establishing world governments, so they just run everything. They're control freaks and have a particular system they want to impose called technocracy in their own words for over 100 years. And the technocracy is to impose the global philosophy of eugenics, but not the eugenics that is just one spectrum that has been taught in schools, but the true, full eugenics, which is basically your animals. You are the Eloi. They are the Morlock. And H.G. Wells wrote nonfiction books admitting that that was an allegory for the ruling class and the general public. So is War of the Worlds. It's an allegory of the elite versus the people. Go read his book, The New World Order, or Things to Come, and you will understand. I would get up on air 15 years ago, I remember, and I had a copy of the textbook somewhere here around the office, and I would show TV viewers, I would read for radio listeners, the Calhoun Reader, that's what it's called, that was being used at the University of Texas and hundreds of other universities around the United States, that actually said, the trainer for social workers, that actually said, the family belongs to an age of barbarism and must be eradicated. Now, a few months ago, there was another article out in mainstream news, and it was saying, basically, well, we're going to allow the family for a while as a management group for the state, but parents will just be wards of the state, and their children are wards. Just incredible, 100% absolute cult-level, total nightmare government. And I would read that on air, and radio listeners would not believe me that the University of Texas, miles from where I'm broadcasting, teaches the family is barbarous and primitive. Those are terms they use, page after page, and how it must be eradicated. Because it is in the parents passing knowledge down that we have all the ignorance of the world. No, that's humanity. And now the technocrats want that totally broken. Paul Joseph Watson has an article. I'm going to get to this first, and then I'm going to get to the huge censorship taking place. This is just one part of the emergence on every front. Black Lives Matter, this is so apropos, vows to destroy the nuclear family in favor of communitarian collective care. Remember, George W. Bush launched the communitarian movement. Everybody freaked out about it. It was informed because it means communities of communism. Now, you have to understand, this isn't some fringe group. This is what George Soros funds, and I'm going to tie it in globally here in a moment. What happened to the black community in the 1950s and 60s when, on average, these are factual numbers, black communities had the lowest illegitimacy in the United States of America? Who had the highest? Native American groups on reservations, because they had been under government control. Government money comes in and says you can't have a man in the house. Within a few decades, we go from less than 5% of black homes being single family, single parent, to 75%, and now it's over 85% on average. Devastating numbers. We know if there's not a father or a mother in the house, either one, you are three times more likely to end up on drugs, four times more likely to end up in prison. You are going to earn massively less. You're probably not going to finish high school. We know this. And here's Black Lives Matter, the product of the brainwashing, out here with their signs saying we are committed, this is from their website, to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family. No, that's how humans operate from Japan to, that's how civilization operates. We are committed to disrupting, this is what they're doing, they admit it, the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages. Everybody by themselves with a central government village system that can be changed any day, that collectively care for one another and especially our children, that means your children belong to the state, to the degree that the mother, parents, and children are comfortable. Notice, don't mention men in that. And that's because the state wants you weak, women. They want you all alone. And they want the men to never become men so that you absolutely are disgusted with them. And then they can put out the image of an uncaring, mindless, arrested development thug, be they white, black, you name it. Everybody sees it everywhere. A cynical, narcissistic, stupid, cowardly male that thinks having no responsibility, having no honor is powerful. That thinks an aura of arrogance and selfishness is a crown upon their head. This is the fall of the human species by design. Just as H.G. Wells, top futurist of the Fabian Social Society, said he would do. George Orwell was in the Fabians as well, very elite. It was so evil, he wrote 1984 warning you, and wrote letters publicly published in newspapers saying his book was the reality of what he learned at the BBC and in British intelligence and in the Foreign Secret Service. And he was dead less than a year it came out. He's telling you that again. You read that book. Not to make us stronger, not to make us better, to end the family, to take children from their parents like you take eggs from a hen. Those are quotes. North Korea actually does it. Why is it the same program all over the world, run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists? Because it's a plan to end us, to turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs. And if we act like it, we deserve it. Now, they know that at the point of this global government emerging, they're not going to be able to hide it anymore. For decades, they denied any of this was happening, any of this was going on. You go back 60 years, everything Barry Goldwater wrote has become true. Not because he was a rocket scientist, he was smart, but because he was in the Senate intelligence meetings where they were telling him. The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation all came in and submitted reports to Congress, and Congress followed their every word. We are under a planetary program that the United States with England launched against the globe. And you got to hand it to them. They're running the whole show, baby, while sucking us dry to build it. See, you don't ignore this if you're a new viewer or listener. This is fact. This is a program. It's not my opinion. I'll use the allegory again. It's like cops busting in to the serial killer's house because they found a dead body in their car, and they go down and there's videotapes, VHS tapes, of them torturing 20, 30, 40 different women and chopping them up and burying them under the floorboards, and then a journal, how he did it, when he did it, when he picked them up. It's open and shut. I have to sit here metaphorically every day digging up more of the bodies. They don't even hide them. And then I get to tell the public what's going on. People go, oh, that's your opinion. No, this is not my opinion. Let me continue. Remember 20 years ago the Patriots said they want to break up the family and they want to hurt your kids and they want to make us all poor? Oh, shut up, you conspiracy loon. Now they just go on MSNBC and say, your kids don't belong to you. We need to break through that notion. It belongs to all of us. But see, first they said don't discipline your own kids and don't have your neighbors discipline. They actually ended that real village community. They mean the state community. Because there is a village community, but they create a counterfeit on top of that. But the village community is like if the cops, when my dad was growing up, caught, my dad wasn't really a delinquent or anything, but you know, if it was his brother, I guess, got caught stealing watermelons just for fun, the cops would just beat you up. And by the way, tell your parents that they did it. It would beat you too hard. But the whole point is, that's because you're going to get hurt even worse the next time you do something a little worse. They take all the authority out of the local area. They put it right to the central system. Chaos breaks out, and then the central system that has the monopoly on the authority comes in to take over. I'm skipping this break because we're not going to even have a show soon if this continues. So we have to just absolutely sacrifice and illustrate blood, sweat, treasure, tears here on air to illustrate to you how dire the straits are. It's like when 9/11 happened, for days they didn't run radio ads. Remember that? Because it wouldn't be proper to do during an emergency. I don't even know how we're supposed to run ads during this long emergency. It's like not freaking out on air, not getting animated, adds into everybody's trance. We should all be freaking out over this. Let's play Melissa Harris Perry, remember, saying, your kids don't belong to you. From MS.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And notice, they take your money, they give you jobs where it's hard to pay for everything. Your kids are in front of TV all day, they're eating bad food, all these dyes, all these chemicals, they're acting bad. Mom wants to go out at night. She wants to leave them at the gymnasium till 8 or 9. But see, now your children are totally raised by the state. And now the final phase is coming in, and they have George Soros funding black groups that are actually asking for a return to slavery where there weren't even men in the household and the women were brought into the house and the men were kept out in the barn. Now the men are kept in the prison or in the state system and the women come and get jobs with the state. They have just recreated the Roman Empire slave system. You're thinking, wait, I thought you were talking about black people. That was just an extension of the Roman plantation system, which had people of every color and creed. In fact, black slaves were more expensive, if you read the histories, and harder to get, so they were more prestigious in Rome. It was mainly folks from Gaul and Germania and other areas that were the cheaper slaves. But see, the general public doesn't know all this, so you're looking at actual slavery being brought in as a right. And they're saying, we are dedicated, we are committed to, that's the quote, we are committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another and especially our children to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. And they will define what you're comfortable with in a collective. So, that's what's being vomited out. That's what's being spewed. Now, let me get into the big theme that we see emerge. Because I don't come here with my theme every day. I look at what the globalists are doing, and I cover that theme. Let me just give you some headlines here. An internet giveaway to the UN, Wall Street Journal. They actually got the documents. It's going to happen in less than 2 months, and it actually gives the UN control. And guess what? The UN says they're going to censor everybody, as Facebook and others are already doing in Europe. In fact, Facebook is being recruited to run the program intergovernmentally as an NGO. Oh, and then the next article, that's Wall Street Journal. Daily Caller, just this is today, Soros document, undisputed, regulate internet to favor open society supporters, give them the traffic, give them the support, give them the advertisers, let them operate, let them have businesses, let them have shops. Back when he first was aiding the Nazis in Eastern Europe as a teenager, first, the people they were suppressing, whether it was Jews and many other groups, they wouldn't let you have your shop operate anymore. You had to go be poor now and sell your house to them for nothing and then move on to the ghetto after that. First, they made you poor to control you. Where have I heard of that before? Just like they've doubled black unemployment under Obama in 8 years. See, it's a program. And then they start shutting you off economically where you can't operate. Oh, they won't let Christians or conservative groups have 501c3s. They won't let veterans groups have 501c3s. They won't let libertarian groups have 501c3s. They won't let have law enforcement fraternal organizations that are patriotic have 501c3s. First, they won't let you have access to the tax exemption. Then they start auditing you. They start persecuting you. And MSNBC gets up there and says, you deserve it, Tea Party. You're racist. We just dehumanized you. And they go on to say, shut down the freedom of expression and only allow our NGOs to operate. Go read the document for yourself. Now, Pope Francis has been meeting with Zuckerberg, AP reports, to help push their agenda. Now, that dovetails with this, doesn't it? DNC website down, Twitter suspended after releasing Soros docs. Oh, that website gets shut down. Twitter works in unison. You got to silence them all. Shuts down their Twitter. See, it's already operating. Already. Oh, you release those documents and then George Soros makes sure it gets shut down. And DC Leaks wasn't big enough for it to get any attention. They should have been sending us the info, but that's fine. They sent it to WikiLeaks. That's great. WikiLeaks has enough clout to get it out. The media is forced to cover it. And oh, the crimes they talk about in there. Oh, there's another one. Just I've got stacks of these. Not even looking. Stacks. Remember Dr. Drew, less than a week after a hit show on Headline News? He comes out and says, I care about Hillary. Man, she's the medicines they say they're giving her and her medical records that they put out, Coumadin and armored thyroid from the 60s, haven't been given since then. This would kill you. This doesn't make sense. I'd like to talk to her, talk to her doctors. I want to help her. Boom, you're fired. Because they got control of CNN. After all, it is the Clinton News Network. Isn't that just special? We have that reporter joining us coming up in the third hour. The Huffington Post has sensationally censored an article pertaining to questions about Hillary Clinton's health and banned the journalist who wrote it from posting on their website altogether. David Seaman penned a commentary piece discussing questions surrounding Hillary Clinton's health problems on Sunday. The story included a link to my viral video, this is Paul Watson writing, about the subject that has 3.5 million views. It's got 4 million now. The post, which has been trending, the number 3 on the website, was deleted within hours. Oh, yeah. And Seaman's post rights were completely revoked. Let me ask real liberals a question, because I know you're out there. You were the folks that marched with me against the Iraq war. You were the folks that supported, you know, us against, you know, lying about WMDs. I mean, you're the type of people that I disagree with on some issues, but you're not bloodthirsty fascists. Do you understand that if you go to the Wall Street Journal or even the New York Times or the Washington Post, but even the Wall Street Journal, you'll have 50 articles, 60 articles. This weekend, I saw on CNN's front page over 100 articles, and so there were 60 plus, I counted them up, that were on Trump, and all of them were negative. All of them. This isn't even about Trump. It's the unified control of the dinosaur media and everyone in lockstep. This is shameful. They're getting ready for new banker bailouts. It's being announced. New looting of the taxpayers. They'll all go along with it. They'll go along with any new wars the establishment starts, and they'll go along with intensified persecution of anyone that's pro-America, anyone that isn't a traitor, anyone that doesn't want race war, anyone that doesn't want to shoot cops in the back of the head when they're changing tires or pumping gas, anyone who isn't a mindless scumbag servant of George Soros. We are in such incredible peril right now. And the stacks go on and on and on with the censorship now happening. And people say, well, how are you still on air? Google will not let me sell my films or have a shopping cart for 7 years. They said, you made a film called Obama Deception. It is racist. You are banned. I am banned from commerce on Google, the biggest platform in the world. Oh, people say, so what? See, it's going to hit you next. And they're going to go after everybody in the end, folks. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. We have so many platforms, and we're on close to 200 AM and FM affiliates, TV stations, cable, you name it, that we've got a big enough presence that we're hard to go after. They had to infiltrate and take Fox over from within. They tried to do boycotts on Limbaugh and had him falsely arrested and all that other crap. This is the type, they're not plain folks. If I told you, and I don't want to be dramatic here, and it doesn't bother me, I expect it to happen. My life is like a James Bond movie. Okay? I have dealt with stuff you couldn't believe. Okay, you've seen what's happened here on air. You see what we do. And it's only because we have the will to do it and built a platform to resist. And there are a lot of patriots in the government and in corporate systems that appreciate what we're doing and are helping us. But and you out there, the listeners, and your prayers. But you have to understand, it's not hyperbole. It's not rhetoric. It's not hype. We have outrageous levels of evil. We have Obama persecuting more journalists than all presidents in U.S. history combined. Whistleblowers who report serious crime are arrested and thrown in maximum security prisons. Evil is moving against the world. Our government destabilized scores of non-radical Muslim nations and put the most horrible, bloodthirsty jihadis in control to murder every Christian and non-radical Islam person they could. They call them heretics, Alawites, Shiites, and others. They kill them. Hundreds of thousands. Hillary makes jokes about, I came, I saw, he died. Madeleine Albright says, I don't care if 500,000 Iraqi kids die. These are bloodthirsty monsters, and they're moving. Hillary puts out a fundraiser press release 2 weeks ago. Doesn't even hide it. And says, Breitbart doesn't have a right to exist. Neither does the alt-conservative media. We're going to shut it down when I get in. Then she gives a speech last week and names yours truly. as enemy number one, basically.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Everybody out there is basically starting to have a light bulb go on above their head and realize, oh my God, this whole world government's really real. And at the bottom of the world government rat hole is basically a big, fat, diseased moray eel that feasts on civilizations and innocent people. This whole thing's being set up as a giant power trip for very, very sick, very, very twisted globalist interests that do not have our best interests at heart. And they openly are saying, you can't have your family, you can't have your private property. A canary in the coal mine is all over the world, from South America to the United States. Amish and Mennonite communities are now being harassed, demonized, and attacked by central government. They don't want anybody operating outside their system. By the way, the Amish and Mennonites do not have autism. Their cancer rates are incredibly lower, and it's because they don't use modern chemicals and pesticides. The elite can't have one group of rats in the laboratory that are not being poisoned, and the other rats right next door are all dying at half their age and disease with tumors all over. Because if the rats are humans, they got brains big enough to look over there at the Amish and go, something's going on. You got it, folks? The New World Order is here to kill you and your family. But first, dumb you down, make you sick, and suck everything out of you. And when people finally get it, that this has not been rhetoric or exaggeration, when you finally get it, is the minute we start turning the tide against these people. And I want to explain. The average person in government or corporations is just as compartmentalized as the public and is not the enemy. It is the New World Order and the philosophy of the technotronic technocracy to enforce eugenics. Those are the words of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the words of Henry Kissinger, the words of Carol Quigley, the words of John P. Holdren, the words of the architects. I got the blueprints. You can have the blueprints. You got to read what they wrote, though, to know it's real. You can't sit there in cognitive dissonance and say, oh, this guy's wild-eyed. How am I supposed to not be wild-eyed when they're on TV saying we're going to get rid of the family and they're incrementally raising taxes and regulations and control where it's almost impossible to have one, and they create cultural systems to make kids act as bad as they possibly can? I'm going to go back into the news and just get into so much. Briefly, we've never sold more of the Hillary for prison shirts, and I know why. We're selling them at cost. The shipping and handling is included, $9.95. In fact, on some of the 4Xs and stuff, and there's some big boys out there buying them. We actually lose about a dollar on those because they do cost us more. The shirts have like twice the fabric. But on average, it's at cost, and I can only run this for another week or so, but it is extremely popular. We're going to go to another design soon, so it's also limited edition. And we're calling this the Dark Heart Special because Hillary Clinton came out, of course, last Thursday and said that I have such a horrible, evil, dark heart because I don't trust her and don't like her. And so people are responding. We need to see Hillary for Prison shirts everywhere. We have millions of listeners. If millions of you would order the shirts instead of 100,000 or whatever have done it, imagine the effect that would have. And I would just have a third-party clearinghouse actually ship it, you know, at that point, if we start selling hundreds of thousands a month instead of hundreds of thousands in a year. We need to put millions of these out. We can do it. We're ready. If every one of you just says, I'm getting a Hillary for Prison shirt at cost, and maybe buys two or three more to give to friends and family and others, we can really send a hardcore message that's already shaken up the globalists and shaken up Hillary. After all, you know, Hillary just had to hold her heart when she talked about how horrible and dark my heart is.
What happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs? He even said, and this really just is so disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
He even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors, and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down." This from the man who wants to be president of the United States.
All right, let's stop right there. I'm going to go to the latest Trump clip in a moment where he talks about the NSA has their emails. Well, we have the former head of the NSA on the show, so Trump's right. And I have other clips, but I want to play a clip in a moment. It's the Goblin clip to show you how they can take something out of context and twist it. 9/11 was an inside job in the criminal elements of our government working with the Saudis and others. Ordered to stand down on 9/11. We do not know the exact specifics of what happened, but we know that high-level whistleblowers have come on this show. Lexi Bell Edmonds, the FBI translator, and others, and broke down what was in the congressional report. She testified to Congress in secret that there was bare minimum a stand down. That's an inside job. To then attack a country, Iraq, that wasn't even involved, to take out an enemy of Saudi Arabia, to then go into Syria, and you see the battlefield. Oklahoma City was a false flag, absolutely, with bombs inside the building, with a patsy out front. We had the local news showing the bombs being taken out. I've interviewed the police officers that had the feds come and threaten to kill them, Don Browning and others. They didn't shut up. Some cops got killed. That is a true statement, her only true statement, that I said that is a pure false flag. I went and searched this weekend to find where they were getting this, and they did edit together a clip where I say, you know, I can't believe they just have actors and not kill kids. I mean, I know there was a blue screen with Anderson Cooper, and they might have had some adults that were actors because they've been caught doing that before, but I can't believe that they didn't, you know, kill any, you know, kids at this thing. I mean, there are real mass shootings sometimes, just statistically they're not that common. But I said, man, look at the kids going in circles in and out of the building, you know, during this drill. It looks like a drill. I mean, yeah, I guess they could have been actors. That's a hypothetical statement. But the point is, I don't run from that. You guys lied about WMDs. You guys bomb aspirin factories when you know Clinton's about to be impeached to divert people. You lied about Serbia and who started that whole war and bombed them twice and then engaged in all these other crimes and talk about, you know, you went to Libya, you came, you saw, he died. 60, 70 something thousand people dead with the jihadis you brought in, killing men, women, and children. So you sit there talking about how I'm evil and I'm bloodthirsty, twisting what I've said. It's truly disgusting. But here's an example of how they twist something. I used a Lord of the Rings analogy, and I said, you know, Trump's going to get dirty fighting these goblin-like creatures. And if he's got to go down a goblin nest and, you know, fight some, he might get some goblin guts, goblet vomit on him, goblin blood, but I don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin or kissing a goblin. They went on all over the news, TV, newspapers, you name it, and said Alex Jones is worried about Donald Trump having sex with goblins. And people could say, Alex, watch what you're saying. They can spin it or twist it. That's what they do. It's why they're discredited. I'm not reading off a teleprompter, and I don't apologize for it. Trump always said they make it really hard for legal people to come here. I will make it easier as long as you're vetted and don't have a criminal record. You'll have to go out and then come right back in. But if you're a felon, we're going to throw you out. There's a lot of bad people coming in from Mexico and other areas, a lot of big problems. They turn that into he hates Mexicans and is going to kick everybody out. Then he comes out and, again, restates what he always said, and they say he flip-flops. This is how they deceive. And it's the public's fault for being gullible about this, not Donald Trump's. But again, this is a popular vine, they call it. It's less than 10 seconds. On the internet, that I think 5 million people have watched this on one channel alone on YouTube. And so in a way, all it does is make me really famous. I'm kind of like the meme king now. And everybody comes and finds the real show and finds out that it's articulate, focused, interesting guests from Cy Hurst, the Pulitzer Prize winner, to Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers, to Ron Paul, to Donald Trump, to Jesse Ventura, who's coming on in the next hour, to world leaders, the former head of the German CIA, Andres von Bülow, coming on and agreeing with me about 9/11. I mean, this is a serious broadcast. Journalists that are being censored. Constitutional law professors. And then I have little entertaining stories, or I attempt to make them entertaining. Just like I played Caddyshack clips, where they fake open the bottle. And then I show her fake opening the jar of pickles. And then I make a joke out of it, and they say I'm completely serious. I'm not discredited. They're discredited. The numbers show that. New media is incredibly trusted. Old media isn't trusted. And new media is trusted because of its true diversity. And that's why they're coming to try to censor it all. Here's an example of them editing clips. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, kissing goblins, goblin vomit, catching in bed with a goblin. And it's pretty ridiculous, but I'm told you can't just watch it once. Let's watch it one more time. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, kissing goblins, goblin vomit, catching in bed with a goblin. All right, so that sounds crazy. They edited it in a 10-minute allegory, I told. And I'm not claiming I'm the smartest guy around. Sometimes what I say I think is pretty darn interesting and informative. Sometimes it's a train wreck, but it's real. But then they had all these big esoteric publications and news sites go, this is incredibly sophisticated. He said he doesn't want Trump having political succubus, with Hillary and selling out to her under the table, but he doesn't think that's what's happening. And then I gave the whole goblin allegory, and then they turned it all into this big Kabbalistic analysis of what I was saying, but it wasn't Kabbalistic. All that archetypal ancient worldview systems are all basically the same. And so my gestalt of an archetype obviously would fit into a Kabbalistic rendering. But really what it is just spoken word that they then distort. But I'll put my spoken word up any day against all these little mental midgets that spend days crafting disinformation articles and editing videos together so they can sycophantically, pseudo-intellectually, foppishly, I use that word a lot because it's so good, pretend that they're actually proving themselves better than I. It's pretty easy to prove globalists wrong because they're always lying to the public. All they have is the confidence game that they put on. But I digress. Briefly, get the Hillary for President shirt for $9.95. That includes the shipping. Shirt costs us like $5. The shipping's about $5. It evens out in the wash. The problem is we're selling so many of these. I don't even know if my shipping department can handle it. And the shirt's going to sell out in the next few days. We're going to get a new design in. It'll be similar, but a different variant. But I have to say, it will not support the broadcast. It will just support the truth in exposing Hillary Clinton. If you want to support the broadcast, we have 20% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, which is an amazing, again, bioavailable vitamin mineral supplement with cofactors, amino acids, and more. Fruit punch flavor, great for your children. This is a great way to actually absorb your multivitamin every day. Also, we have the new initial run of our BioTrue Selenium. Very, very absorbable. I cannot express to you enough how important selenium is and how most people from the research out there are deficient in it. It is key to electrochemical processes. In fact, I'm going to take one right now. I forgot to take one this weekend. I haven't taken a bottle of this home yet. This is the very best selenium you're going to find from the mighty mustard seed. The tiniest of seeds grows a huge plant. And it is powered basically by pure bioavailable selenium in this. And one pill is a nice dose. You take two a day. I mean, I get amazing energy from this. So, again, folks, check that out today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But Hillary for President at cost. Also, the new Armageddon film. You can get a free bottle of colloidal silver. And you get a second film. Great to spread the word on that front as well. I'm going to stop plugging at that point. Kind of reset here and get back into the news. But I do want to also add the caveat that we have a lot of precious AM and FM affiliates out there. And if you're listening to us on an AM station, FM station, UHF, VHF TV, cable, whatever the case may be, we're in desperate times. And people are also ready to wake up right now. It's best of times, worst of times scenario. As things get bad, people are now ready to wake up. All the things we've talked about, that you've talked about, that others have, is happening. Put a sign up in your yard for the local station. Paint the side of your barn. If you got money, pay for a billboard. Call the station. Work with them on it. Become a sponsor. Support the local sponsors. Send them $20 in the mail. If you got it, $100. We're in a war. And a lot of times when things start getting bad, people pull back. They lose everything. That's why I have hired more people. That's why I've gotten more serious up here at the office. That's why I've been working 7 days a week. I'm now up here 7 days a week right now. Now, I do allow myself, I only come up here 3-4 hours on Saturday and Sundays. But I'm working part-time now on the weekend because and I'm shooting more videos at night. Everybody sees it because now is the season to fight the tyranny. And it's now is the time to support the affiliates and folks that are also supporting us and themselves. So much is going on. And also pray for those local affiliates. And please pray for this broadcast because I shot a video, and this is our next piece of news. I shot a video up here with Rob Dew on Saturday, and it's a complex historical video. It took him until well into showtime the next day to even finish the video. It's 16 and a half minutes long, and it's posted on InfoWars.com. Alex Jones asked Hillary not to kill him. is the name of the article. The video posted on YouTube is titled, Hillary, Please Stop Killing People. And I show her laughing, talking about killing people. Madeleine Albright talking about 500,000 dead Iraqis is a good price to pay. Many of their horrible crimes. Her threatening Obama. It goes on and on. Just to show you who's got the dark heart here, and let me explain something. I'm not a macho person. I don't go out and play chicken with people on the highway just to feel tough. I don't risk my name, my treasure, my sacred honor. If I don't think we can win, because I know we can win, if I didn't think we could win, I wouldn't do it. And I'm not just trying to mess with Hillary Clinton. She is a front person for a lot of more evil forces. And what she does is she kind of is famous for shooting the bat symbol up in the air like the commissioner does, but she shoots it up to have the different criminal mafias that feed from her go after whoever she calls out. And they're famous. They're one of the most vindictive families out there. And they think with their threats delivered through Jimmy Kimmel that, you know, we're going to get you Alex Jones and all the rest of it. They think that that scares me as if I don't already know that. No, them taking over fully and having their will with everyone, with George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, is of such a concern that I'm willing to go up against this monster. And I know you are as well.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Finishing up with Hillary, the mainstream media tries to make jokes about people that talk about the death list, but then Google, Twitter, Facebook, and everyone else admits they censor links to just the carnage, the death, the murder. I mean, I've interviewed the CIA head contractor from MENA, Terry Reed, probably 10, 15 times. By the way, he used to basically work at WorldNet Daily. We need to call Joseph Farah and ask if he has Terry Reed's contact. It's my number for him. He hadn't been on like 10 years. I haven't had Terry Reed on like 10 years. There's a bounty out, folks. Whoever gets me Terry Reed's number, $500. He wrote Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. It's all completely fake. These people have run wars, killing millions of innocent people. And then their political enemies get killed. You have all these DNC staffers getting killed, shot in the back, executed. Lawyers that sue over Bernie Sanders get executed. And then, oh, look at Alex Jones. He's worried about Hillary killing him. No, I'm saying I'm doing this no matter what. And I want it to be known that if something happens to me, that the prime suspect is the criminal combines in and around the Clinton crime family. I'm a reporter going up against the real La Cosa Nostra. I'm a reporter at a news agency that this war criminal has singled out directly. And people she does that to end up having big problems. And I'm saying I'm not a loser if they come and destroy me. The point is just understand that we did this for the right reason. And I'm shining spotlight on it so that hopefully they're not too arrogant and think they can get away with it. But we're entering the climate where they openly want to censor the press and create fear. They might come after somebody like myself now just because I am so prominent and they're taken to the next level. It's a very serious criminal organization we're talking about. By the way, we have the clip of her with the doctor with the EpiPen saying, it's all right, it's okay, everything's going to be all right. I'm going to play that in the next segment, where she looks completely mentally ill. Meanwhile, they're saying all over the news that Donald Trump's mentally ill. Oh, yeah, he works 18 hours a day. He's a super alpha male, no criminal record, doesn't take drugs. They said his doctor recanted. I saw the headline on CNN. I went and looked at it. His doctor said, listen, I just wrote that real quick. I've done exams on him, but I wrote that real quick and was just, point is, he doesn't drink, he doesn't use drugs. He's as healthy as anybody his age that exercises. He's really healthy. They turned that into him recanting, saying Donald Trump's as healthy as anybody that's ever been president. Most people are pretty darn sick once they get the presidency. That's why the doctor, who's prestigious, said that. Donald Trump is a horse. He drinks a gallon of milk a day. He eats 3 or 4 steaks a day, about 10 eggs a day, big dishes of vegetables. Donald Trump is a throwback. I mean, Donald Trump's drug is food. That's it. And he likes women, too. I mean, my God, well, what's wrong with that? So he's a red-blooded American. They can't stand it, and they're saying he's mentally ill. But here's Trump, as we go out to break, talking about he thinks that they have her emails at the NSA. Well, that comes from William Binney, the former head of the NSA, here on this broadcast just a month ago. Here it is.
When she deleted 33,000 emails, those emails had some really bad stuff on them, because look at the ones that they found, and these are probably a lot worse. And then not only did they delete them, they used a method of deletion that you can never get them back. You saw that yesterday. Yes. For the first time. So she knew what she was deleting. It's a criminal act. She knew exactly what she was deleting.
And using that kind of extensive, bleaching technique, et cetera, shows a consciousness of guilt, we would argue,
it's very
as
expensive.
A prosecutor. Yeah.
It's very expensive. Probably, foolproof. I don't know. I hear the NSA maybe has the emails. A lot of people say NSA would have the emails if they really wanted to get them. But obviously, they don't want to get them. They're protecting her. They're coddling her. And it's the only way she can even consider running. I mean, she shouldn't be allowed to run. But to use that method of getting rid of, permanently rid of emails that most people never even heard of, even sophisticated people.
By the way, it's come out they were selling favors of the communist Chinese president. She should be arrested right now. That's in the news today. I mean, this is a crime syndicate. Who's going to stand up to them? I mean, what's the limit? How far will they go?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration